Hi, Lara Datta. It's such a pleasure to be able to interview you today for
Hi,
India Currents.
Monica. It's my pleasure, and please call me Lara.
Hi, Lara. So now you have cast yourself in this incredibly iconic role of playing Mrs. Indira Gandhi, one of the most important figures in our Indian democracy. So tell me how you feel.
Monita, yes, of course. I mean, firstly, I didn't cast myself. Akshay cast me into this role.
Yes, of course, but you accepted.
much to my delight and to my extreme sense of nervousness, because like you said, playing a character like this, being somebody as iconic as Mrs. Gandhi on screen, comes with a huge amount of responsibility. But it's also an opportunity of a lifetime, really, to be able to, as a female actor, to have an opportunity to play someone like this on screen. But yeah, it gave me a chance, to play somebody who is a real life character who's been sort of documented through history so much, and then really use some kind of acting muscles as an actor, to bring that person alive on screen. So lots of homework, lots of research, but I'm tremendously happy with the response that it's received.
I'm sure. I think you have a great screen presence, and I've seen you in the past movies and attended some of your in-person shows, and my mom is a great fan.
Thank
So
you
she'll
so
be
much.
delighted. I
Thank
hope
you.
she can watch this program. I'm planning to go to India sometime in December, and I'll make sure that she can watch it at least on my iPad,
Oh, that'll be lovely.
So tell me, I mean, Indira Gandhi, she had a distinct style, the way she portrayed herself, and even her voice, her intonation, and her use of language was very distinct. So did you have to listen to a lot of audios or because recordings?
Yeah.
How did you actually prepare?
Yeah, of course. No, I definitely did. And also, I mean, Bell Bottom is really about which is inspired by one specific event that took place in history in 1984 during Mrs. Gandhi's tenure, which was the hijacking of an Indian Airlines aircraft. And so it deals with a very specific event, and though it's a very dramatic event, Mrs. Gandhi was never somebody who was prone to dramatics. She was always very staid, very in control. And while preparing to play her as well, one part of it, of course, was to get the semblance, as close as we possibly could. And of course, for people who know me and have seen me, know that I don't look anything like Mrs. Gandhi at all. So we had a brilliant team of prosthetics that was led by Vikram Gaikwad, who was a many time national award winning makeup artist. And he was able to create that semblance and that look for us. And once it was in place and we saw how uncanny the resemblance actually had kind of gotten to, I felt the onus on me as an actor to really do justice to that, therefore, and bring in a performance that matched that. And that consisted of, with Ranjit Tiwari, with my director, sitting down and watching hours and hours of archived footage, interviews of Mrs. Gandhi, breaking down nuances of her, of her actions, her body language, the way she moved, her eye movements. She didn't really speak a lot with her hands. She was very, very kind of in control, like you said, very precise with her words. And so that was one part of it, breaking down the body language of Mrs. Gandhi. The second thing was, of course, is to get a little bit into her mind. So to understand what was the environment in India at that point of time in 1984, what was going on, what all would have influenced the decision that she made and the steps that she took in dealing with this particular incident. So it was also understanding what was going on, what was the socio-political environment in India at that point of time. So it was getting into the character's psyche, getting into understanding a body language, getting into understanding, bringing in a semblance. So it was all of that that actually went into it. And as an actor, this is a fascinating process. And one, these are the things that actually make your career worthwhile, the ones that stand out and that you remember for time to come.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, kudos to you. I mean, you looks like you've really done a lot of hard work, and I've watched some of the stills and the trailer. I mean, it does show. So I mean, so it does it just gives me so much pleasure and appreciation of, you know, what goes behind the scenes. And for you to be actually get into the mindset of not just any character, but somebody like her, who was like so politically instrumental in shaping, you know, the future of our country. So I'm really delighted to hear all this, what you have to share with your, with our audiences at India Currents. So another question is like, how, what was more challenging for you and what was more fun? A couple of elements.
Well, honestly, you know, they say that the proof is in the pudding. So I would love for people to actually be able to watch this film in the theaters. I mean, like I've said, I'm tremendously satisfied with my portrayal. I feel like I've done the role justice. And I really would want, you know, an audience to see it. And I know that audiences in the US are exposed to, you know, far more characters like this on screen with the films that are also made over there. So I know that they are very impartial kind of, you know, judges of a portrayal of a character on screen. So I would really love to be able to hear back, you know, from audiences across the globe and on what they thought and how they feel about this character. But for me, I think, you know, again, the first time that I've worked with prosthetics, so to go through that entire process was quite fascinating. The first time I had to get an entire mold made of my face, extremely claustrophobic experience to have. You can actually, you can't breathe for a few minutes. My daughter was extremely worried when she saw me go through something like that. You know, but it's also, I mean, it's completely new, you know, it's something very different from what you've always done before. And then just seeing all of those pieces come together, the silicone pieces, the aging of the skin, you know, wrinkles being put on and pigmentation and all of that. Very, very fascinating for me to go through that process. Didn't matter if it took 3 hours a day to get into character, but it was just, you know, it was, there was never a day that when I transformed, I wasn't amazed knowing exactly who I was going to be transforming into. It wasn't like it was a different thing every day, but it was still absolutely amazing to see. And I mean, of course, when you have prosthetics on, regardless of the kind of weather and the environment you're shooting in, you can't do things like scratch your nose or rub your eye or, you know,
yes.
That as an actor as well was extremely challenging, physically very, very grueling and challenging for me.
Yes.
But it gives you a kind of an insight. Like I said, it gives you an experience in within your craft that you haven't really experienced before. And I think that's that for me was very, very interesting.
You probably were trying to channel her, weren't you? Because even your voice, you know, is like so sweet and melodic and it's very even keel. But her voice was more high pitched. And then she took the way she took her breath in between certain words and waited. And, you know, it was like very rehearsed.
So yes, it was.
Do you find yourself talking to your daughter, for example, in that voice now?
Well, no, not anymore. I mean, we're very different people, you know. I mean, I'm very expressive with my face. I use my hands a lot when I'm talking. Mrs. Gandhi was not at all like that. You know, you never knew what was going on behind the eyes and, you know, what was going on in her head, because she was always just very, very controlled and thin, you know, when you were talking. I mean, when all the footage that we've seen of her. And yeah, but I think I would, the minute that I was kind of dressed and ready to step onto set, that's when you slip into character.
Yeah.
You know, so it was important for me for the time that I spent on set not to deviate from that too much. But the co-actors that I was working with are some of the best in the business. Adil Hussain, Denzel Smith, very senior actors, you know, much older than I am, more experienced. And it was important for me as well to kind of, you know, have that command that she commanded, the aura that she had, in order for the rest of the actors to also respond to me in the way that I needed them to in the scene. And I think we managed that pretty well. So it was quite, quite interesting to go through it.
Yes. I mean, I just remember that my dad used to say that, you know, she is, Indira Gandhi is a man in a woman's body. So, I mean, like you said, she didn't use her hands and, you know, she just, you couldn't, her expressions were inscrutable. I mean, a woman can be like that, but that was one of his expressions. So I wonder if that would have helped you in knowing, getting into it. Can you tell me about working with Akshay Kumar on the sets? Because he seems like such a fun person to work with.
Yes, I mean, Akshay is, you know, I always say that going to work with on a film with Akshay is like going on a picnic. You know, it's never really feels like work, and it kind of the film is almost kind of done before you even know it's begun. I mean, he's a thorough professional, you know, and he's always he's never late. He's always, if anything, ahead of time. You know, he's very, very professional when he gets onto set. He knows exactly what he needs to be doing. And he makes the environment really fun and, you know, high energy for everybody that's involved. And he, well, actually likes to start working really, really early in the morning. So for us, we shot Bell Bottom in Scotland last year in August. So it was still pretty windy and chilly weather. And Akshay likes to start work at 8 a.m. on set. So that meant me getting into the chair for makeup and hair at 5 a.m. in the morning in the freezing cold. And you know, yeah, but I would wake up at like 4 o'clock to get to set, and he would already be up. And then I would be leaving, you know, the hotel to go to the set, and he would say, "Oh, are you leaving already? Come on, let's go cycling." And I'm like, "Are you mad? I'm not cycling with you all the way at 4 a.m. in the morning to set, you know, and then getting there and getting dressed as Mrs. Gandhi and then performing for 10 hours a day." I was like, "There's no way." But his energy levels are off, you know, just off charts. He's absolutely incredible. I love working with him. And
That's great.
we share a great chemistry and camaraderie. It's very easy between us. There's not, he doesn't need to specify what he needs. We play off each other really well. And this is my 13th film with him. So yeah, it's like
Wow.
working with family.
That's great. And you know, I woke up at 3:50 a.m. today and I was thinking, why? I did my meditation and then I got this text, "Do you want to interview Lara Dutta?" I'm like, that's the reason I've been up since morning. Otherwise, I would have curled up and gone back to sleep. But now that I know, you know, maybe I got all the vibes from all of you doing these interviews. But I wish you tremendous success in
Thank
this
you, Monita. Thank
and
you so
also in
much.
all the other ventures, and hope to see you soon
Yes, for sure.
live sometime after the pandemic in the US. And
Why not?
congratulations on all your hard work. Thank
Thank you,
you.
Monita. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.